Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 17th of August, 2015. Title, Corruption Month 2015, Third Week. Disclaimer, any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is a work of fiction. We pick up where we left off last week, still in Chapter 4. Zill. Old Zill got up next. The Great Mother cautioned, "Now state your case based on facts. We don't want opinion." "Well, you see," Zill started, "I used to be in this mill where they were going to do a rebuild, you know. They were going to tear out a bunch of stuff and put in a bunch more. I don't know why the big things do that, but that is what they do. Get to the point. We have a lot of testimony to hear." "Well, as I was saying, they were going to do this rebuild. They were taking out a lot of old wires, you know, like the ones you locals like around here." Was heard from the crowd. "Quiet." "Anyway, I think one of the senior managers was involved in stealing the old wire," Zill went on. "Can you prove it?" the Great Mother roared. "I think so. One of the junior managers heard the rumors that the dumpsters..." "We love dumpsters," shouted the crowd, full of the old wire had been moved out in the middle of the night, and not to the normal junkyard. "We love junkyards, too. Quiet. Quiet. I am not going to warn you again." "Well, he confronted this big boss about this rumor." "Okay, so what happened?" "The big boss told him very sternly to mind his own business." "Well, that does not sound like conclusive evidence, but we'll take it under advisement. Clerk, note the alleged stolen wire testimony from Zill. Anything else at all you can add to the story?" "No, ma'am, that's it." The clerk started nibbling the testimony into the flat brown stuff. "Okay, we'll take a tenth of a light recess and reconvene once this is over." "Dismiss," said the Great Mother.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Do you have a shutdown coming up? If you're in charge of Rotograte, Riley's, or CE boilers that need to be repaired or inspected, call Seneca Steel Erectors at 1-800-853-8225. With over 20 years of experience, we get the job done, and we get it done quickly. Again, that number is 1-800-853-8225. Seneca Steel Erectors, your boiler repair specialist.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Chapter 5. Just like the big things, we try to take a two-light break out of every seven. Our history tells us this started when the big things moved from agriculture to doing things inside the big buildings. We noticed they didn't show up every light, so on the two lights when they were off, our food was not as tasty. For our two-light break, about which I'm speaking, a gaggle of us decided to quiver along the big waters down to a paper mill we'd heard about that was only 50,000 quivers downstream. We scurried along the bank, taking swims, floating, and had a good time getting there. Only a few of us were eaten by the long, slimy things. It took about a half a yellow light to get there. Some of our species had been left behind. They were pregnant. Several hundred had been born that week. We had a good exchange of information at the new mill. The locals said the big things had just installed the dark places with the tasty food inside. I warned them about what happened to Grandmother and told them they should never go in those. One of their group had gotten sick, but apparently had not eaten enough to kill them. They were lucky. This mill made the most interesting paper. It was soft and fluffy. The locals said they understood the big things used it when they expelled spent food. We talked about that for a while, but none of us could really figure out why this was done. Some of the locals said there was an interesting scene nearby. We asked what it was. "Come on, see for yourself," their grandmother said. We scurried about 20,000 quivers through a deep woods. We came upon an open space. There, two deer were tied and staked to the ground. They were eating grass, moving as far as the ropes would let them. The grandmother said, "Watch." Well, we'll leave it there for this week, and for safety this week, make sure the insulation on your wiring is in good shape. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.